sex, relationships,
and advice. The Cooper and Anthony Show.
I'm going to read you a line from a news article. Mm-hmm. You tell me what year it's from.
Okay.
Okay. Just a little over 6 months after Motorola launched its Razr folding phone, the company has confirmed another Razr is in the works.
97.
2023.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that article was just from this week.
Why do they still try to make those? Nobody buys them.
Okay, that, my friend, is where you are 100% wrong. Motorola is selling out. They cannot keep Razrs on the shelves. They are flying out. Gen Z is partying like it's 1999.
Mm-hmm.
They are obsessed with the Motorola Razr pocket size with that custom ringtone and that blurry back-facing camera. They love it. I don't know if you know, but Gen Z is obsessed with everything that happened around Y2K, the 2000s. They love our fashion. They like the Motorola Razr phone. They are anti iPhone right now. They're just doing the throwback thing in every way, shape, or form. It's really confusing. I walked down the street the other day. I was at a mall the other day. You would not believe the amount of young kids who all had the Motorola Razr phones. But there's a bunch of stuff Gen Z will never understand. Like, they're trying really hard. So I will help you, Gen Z. If you're trying really hard to take our culture, the older millennials or younger Gen Xers, there are some toys and there are some things that we grew up with that you will never, never understand because we had toys that could kill us.
And you look back at like magazines. Mm-hmm. You're never going to take a piece of paper and rub it against your skin hoping it's going to make cologne on you.
Oh, yeah.
You got it in a magazine.
Right. I forgot. That's how we used to put on cologne before we went out, or perfume before we went out. You'd open the magazine, rub it on your wrists, and be like, yes, I smell like Estee Lauder. I don't know what it's called.
I'm
I smell
Chanel.
Like page 72.
And every time you open the magazine, crap falls out of it.
The one thing they will never know are the toys that potentially killed us,
mm-hmm.
that we nearly died from. We had these toys called, it depends where you live, they were called clackers or click clacks. Remember those?
Right, the balls that go together.
Well, they sound like this.
Oh yeah, it's not annoying at all. Got my kid one of those.
It was two hard plastic balls on a string, and they were basically orange and yellow nunchucks, and they made this noise. Yeah, and we used to take them and hit each other with them, and yeah, they were taken off the market because kids were like losing eyes and getting these big welts on their heads.
And they were known to shatter because they're basically glass.
Right.
And they would shatter and go into kids' eyes.
Yeah. And if you clack it really, really hard and really fast. Yeah. They're like nunchucks.
Mm-hmm.
Easy Bake Oven, despite being in the National Toy Hall of Fame, Hasbro had to recall over 1 million Easy Bake Ovens because of a design flaw that allowed the oven to trap and severely burn our fingers.
Design flaw? It was a box with a light bulb.
But it was a hot light bulb. And if you got your finger caught in there, you burned your fingers.
Yeah, you cooked with a light bulb.
And I don't remember this one. You were a boy. You didn't really have toys. But we had Snack Time Cabbage Patch doll that you'd feed. So the mouth like mimicked a real chewing motion,
mm-hmm.
and they ate like plastic fries and stuff with a spoon. But the problem was the dolls didn't discriminate between their fake food and fingers and hair. I can't tell you how often my mother had to cut my hair out of that doll's mouth because it was just like you couldn't even pull your hair out. That was it. That hair was gone. You had a big hole in your head because the doll ate you.
Kids will never know the joy of waking up at 7 a.m. on a Saturday, getting a bowl of cereal, and sitting in front of the TV waiting for the cartoons.
Yes. What was your favorite? What'd you watch?
Whatever it was. It was the Flintstones, or I can't even remember what it was, but I knew exactly which cartoon was coming up next. I knew which channel to go to. I wouldn't wake my parents. I would go straight to the TV.
For me, it was Pancakes and Rugrats.
Oh, so you went and made yourself pancakes and then Rugrats.
No, I woke up my mother. She made pancakes, and then I would go sit and watch Rugrats.
And then you hated it when it got to 11 o'clock. Because 11 o'clock, that's what it would change to an infomercial
like
or
news
something.
Or infomercials or like, movies that you didn't want to see. Adult programming.
Now I got to go outside.
All right, so what are kids today missing out on?
Call now, 888-460-6002.
Wait a minute.
What is this show?
The Cooper and Anthony Show. Sex, relationships, and advice. The Cooper and Anthony Show.
You're missing out on dragging the phone from the living room all the way to your room.
Oh, yeah, getting an extra long cord.
Getting a cord and stretching that cord.
Right. Well, you had two cords. You had the one that was the phone attached to the wall, and the second one, the phone attached to the receiver.
Yeah, the one attached to the receiver was curly.
Yeah.
So you knew exactly how far you could pull it before it broke.
Yeah. I had a phone in my room, so I did that a lot.
Did you really?
Mm-hmm.
You were rich.
I was an
rich.
Only child. I wasn't rich. I was just spoiled because I was an only child.
That was like real money. That was like an investment to have your own phone.
I know. I had my own number and everything.
You had a separate number from your mom?
Yeah, because my parents ran a business out of the house. They used their business phone. So mine was technically the house phone, but I was the only one who had that number.
Did you have a butler too?
No, butler. Are you kidding? My mother, we were on welfare. We had food stamps.
But you had your own phone number.
Well, it was the house phone that was in my house because she had a business phone, and that's what was in her bedroom. You know, for the in case she had a late night caller, you know.
Yeah. Did you have to take the silver spoon out of your mouth when you ate and then put it right back in?
Look who's talking. Someone has enough counter space to have a can opener that's like not the crank one.
Oh, yeah. I'm real rich because we had a can opener and counter space.
No, it means you have enough counter space. It means your kitchen wasn't the
size
of a
thumb. You had your own phone number. You had your name in the phone book before you were even 16. That's crazy
true.
Talk.
I did. Carlene, what's the one thing kids today are just missing out on?
I was thinking of, remember how cool it was to sit in the back of a station wagon and no seatbelts and no car seats and just kind of, you know, just it was exciting. I don't know why it was exciting, but it was exciting to sit in the way back of the station wagon.
Absolutely. So, what we used to do, we would sit in the back seat and hold on to the front seat and just bounce up and down.
Exactly. And now there's so many rules, car seats and booster seats, and you can't be in the front seat. You know, I remember being in the front seat. When I was, you know, now, forget it, you'd get a ticket.
Oh, yeah. Isn't that amazing?
I know. It's so funny, but...
You can't be in the front seat bouncing up and down and facing the wrong way and, yeah.
Remember the cars that had the deck in the back where the speakers go? We used to lay down back there and look through the window. Can you imagine passing a car now and seeing a kid laying in the back?
No, it never happened. The parents would be in jail. Those parents would be in jail.
Call now, 888-460-6002. The Cooper and Anthony Show. Sex, relationships, and advice. The Cooper and Anthony Show.
Kids now will never know the trauma of waking up in the middle of a sleepover to hear the DVD main menu screen blasting the same music on a loop.
Or... the Star Spangled Banner when the TV station was getting ready to go off. Oh, God, it's midnight. There it goes.
Or going to the closet and all the shoe boxes there. You're like, some of them have shoes, some of them have loose photos.
No.
And Polaroids.
Waiting for that scroll to tell you what's coming up next on the TV.
Yeah, the guide now, you control the guide. The guide used to control us.
Controlled our lives.
You'd have to wait like, it's on channel 27. I want to see what's on channel 5. This is the worst.
And if you had to find out what was at the movie theater, you had to call a number.
Remember Mr. Movie Phone?
Yeah, Mr. Movie Phone would tell you what time the movie was. And if you missed it, you had to call it again.
Bill, what is something you hate that your kids are going to miss out on because kids just don't do it anymore?
Well, I remember when I was growing up, my dad and my grandfather, they took me hunting, they took me fishing, we went outdoors, we camped. There were just things outside that that were fun as a kid that kids now are never going to do.
But they especially can still hunting. Go fishing and stuff. They can still do that.
My son's 10 years old, and he would rather sit inside and play a video game than go outside and do anything.
It's not that you wouldn't take him fishing. It's that he'd complain the whole time, and he'd be miserable because he doesn't want to be there.
And it's a sad state because kids today just don't get it.
So how do you change that? How do you make your kid want to go fishing?
I guess that's the problem. I've tried multiple times. Let's do this. Let's go outside. Let's have some fun. And he's like, well, my other friends are just playing video games, and that's what he wants to do. And I don't know.
Hmm. Yeah, I mean, that's a tough thing because, you want to spend the time with your dad bonding, but on the other hand, your friends are really important at that age.
They are, and I understand that. I won't make him do anything like that he doesn't want to do, but at the same time, at some point, those things could come in handy. I don't know.
Who used to get yelled at to come inside at night? Get in the house! And I'll yell at the kids, go outside!
888-460-6002, The Cooper and Anthony Show. Sex, relationships, advice.
What?
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
When we come back, a woman tells us about some pretty intense letters from camp she used to get as we continue our conversation of what we did as kids that Gen Z will never understand. And then we talk to a Gen Zer to see how many of these things we loved as kids she's ever heard of. Now, is it zero or is it all of them? Because there's a nostalgic craze right now. And the Motorola Razr is back, so her answer will surprise you.
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
Come on, give it to me.
Call now. 888-460-6002.
Sex, relationships,
advice.
Do you remember Shrinky Dinks?
Oh, I love those.
Yeah, those were like my favorite. Because they were like creative and they were also creepy and you put them in the oven and that was good. And then lawn darts. Think about lawn darts. A big giant dart with a metal tip that you threw at your friends.
Silly putty that you would squish into the newspaper just so it would look like Garfield.
Okay, newspapers. Garfield. Even that. That you would get the paper every whatever it was. Like every Saturday morning, you'd open up and you'd be like, oh, what's Garfield? What's Marmaduke up to? Oh, family circle.
I missed it. Oh, Mom threw it away. Now I'm never going to know.
Hi, Belinda.
Hey, good evening, Cooper. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. Thank you for calling. And tell us, so what do you think the kids are missing out on now that we used to get into?
Well, my girlfriends and I were just having this conversation, and the one thing that we think of is when we would go away to some place outside your immediate neighborhood and you would make new friends or you would go to camp or you would meet that special guy at summer camp, and the rush and the fun you would feel about running out to the post box to get a handwritten letter from someone, especially if it was a love letter from a guy you had first met. Kids these days with cell phones and text messages, everything's immediate. And there's something special about getting a handwritten letter and seeing that person's handwriting and trying to read it and trying to get some emotion out of it. Mm-hmm. Kids just aren't going to get, and they don't have the patience to sit down and write a letter like that.
That's a very good point. As soon as you were describing it, I remember exactly what you were talking about. Like, we went away to camp and you met a boy and then he'd write you over the school year. And you know that he painstakingly thought about each sentence and what he was writing.
Well, yeah, and seeing the envelope with your name on it, with their handwriting, there's just that special feeling knowing that they took the time to sit down and write it.
Mm-hmm.
And
even your
girlfriends from camp and all the fun little stupid things that they'd write to you and tell you about what's happening in their life, and you'd have to wait for that week or however long it would be to even get that information to turn around and send it back to them.
Call now.
888-460-6002.
And online at CooperAndAnthony.com. Sex, relationships, advice. The Cooper and Anthony Show.
Calling your friend's house and asking for your friend.
Right.
Mr. Nelson, is Johnny there?
Because nobody had cell phones yet. Nobody had personal phones.
Yeah, so then they would go, oh, hold on. Johnny! That's what you would get.
Oh, how about this? I don't know where you live. Where I live, like, we had to wait for snow days. Mm-hmm. You would, like, kids today are not going to know the suspense of turning on the news in the morning and waiting to see if your district is closed because of a snow day. You wait for the scroll. You're like, and yes, day off.
You would have that one DJ on the air, and he would just read. And the Lakeshore Public Schools are on a two-hour... Oh, dang it!
Two-hour delay. Damn, I still have to go to school. That sucks. Yeah.
There's 25 feet of snow out there because we live in Michigan. Why is school not canceled?
Or how about, like, actual Yellow Pages opening it up to find the right number to prank call?
Or prank calling, period.
Now, Michaela, you're young. Are you completely lost in this whole conversation?
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about.
Lawn darts. Do you know what lawn darts are?
No, I don't know what a station wagon is. I don't know none of that.
Shrinky dink. Do you know what a shrinky dink is?
No.
Oh,
no.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's my point, because I feel like if you knew what shrinky dinks are, you would embrace them. You would love them.
What are they?
Well, they were these pieces of plastic that you colored, and then you put it in the oven, and they shrunk down, and you made jewelry out of them.
We would cook them, yeah.
You cook them.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah. It is kind of weird now that you think that.
Playing outside.
It,
do you know what playing outside is?
Well, I used to do that, like, a really long time ago. You guys have, like, internet, like, back then?
Yeah, no.
No?
No, I mean, my grandmother had a typewriter I'd use.
I don't even know what that is. I never seen one. Ever.
Never mind. I can't even describe what a typewriter is.
I can't.
Computer with paper.
Doesn't know it's freaky.
The Cooper and Anthony Show. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Sex, relationships, advice. The Cooper and Anthony Show.
Tom DeCina and Junior Laubacan, I'm probably pronouncing it wrong, I apologize. They both work for a crime scene cleaning company on Long Island where you and I used to do our radio show.
Mm-hmm.
Their videos are going viral, which is interesting because you would think that people don't want to see the gross and the gore and the bloody in real life. Like, we love it in movies, but, you know, do you really want to see it in real life? Apparently, yes.
Of course we do. Why do you think we drive past an accident real slow? We want to see it.
Yeah, but you don't really see the real gross stuff.
We hope so.
Well, yeah, but in this situation, you can and you are going to see it. But here's the thing. So I have the audio of the guys describing what they're doing. So it's not as gross because you got to use your imagination. But so they end up at a crime scene a lot of times in the middle of the night, cleaning up some of the goriest messes. And they have their channel for quote unquote educational purposes in case you want to be a crime scene cleaner upper. I don't know why. But here they are describing one of the crime scenes that they were cleaning.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Today we have a death in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
That's really all I know for right now, so let's just get right to it.
All
right.
I like people. That they call him, and they're like, death in the kitchen. That's all they know.
How long has he been there? That's the one thing I want to know.
Well, this one is a fresh crime scene. I can tell you because I've watched a few of these, so I know this one just relatively, in the past 24 hours, relatively new crime scene. Just
so,
happened.
As always, graphic content in 3, 2, 1.
So yeah, they do graphic content in 3, 2, 1. That way, if you want to look away, you can look away.
Isn't bad.
But frankly, all you're seeing is a blood stain on the floor. And if you watch any of the shows on the ID channel, they show way worse than that.
Conditions are unfortunate.
So they never show a body?
No, the body's long gone. They're the crime scene cleaner-uppers.
Oh.
They're there once the body's gone, except... So this one is just like, I don't know what happened in the kitchen. There's blood everywhere, and they show how they clean it up. They basically do this whole thing where they assess the scene, remove all the extra stuff, like if there's a napkin or a towel or some shoes, they remove all that. Then they put down like some kind of powder, and they basically just sit and wait for the powder to work, and that's basically their job.
That being said, we're going to remove this molding, that rug.
Oh, they're going to take the molding apart.
This blanket,
yeah, and they take the floor apart, the floor, too, because the blood seeps down under under the floor. Yeah.
I never thought about that.
A little square piece, unless these are boards. But we're going to just remove some of these floorings to make sure it's not in the cracks or that it went through. Yep. And
the next one, I'm going to let him describe what it is, but it's a little gorier and a little smellier.
Good morning, everybody. So today,
if you're just joining us, these are two crime scene cleanup guys on Long Island who have a TikTok that has been going viral because they show you what happens while they're doing the crime scene cleanup.
For, I believe, about a month, 3 to 4 weeks, I was told. So,
yeah, body's been sitting there for 3 to 4 weeks before it was discovered.
Should be a not a good one.
We didn't even open the door, and I'm about 15 feet away, and it already smells.
Yeah, they could smell it from 15 feet walking towards the house.
So he's got the Hoochieberg mask on. Yeah, he looks like he's going
in. Like he's in a war, yeah.
Right.
Well, that is never a good sign. Yeah, so the smell is not pleasant. Nonetheless, graphic content in 3, 2, 1.
Ooh.
Ooh. Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right. So it seems to have happened in this area.
It's all the bodily fluids and everything that you could possibly think of. Yeah. I'm not going to describe it, but it's pretty gross.
The itself is pretty dirty.
I'd love to have them come here and just clean my bathroom.
You almost need a crime scene cleanup person to clean your bathroom.
If you saw my bathroom, you'd be like, this is a crime scene.
Mm-hmm. I so want this guy to be my friend.
I know.
So one night I can call him in the middle of the night.
Hey, Joe, the cleanup guy, can you come to my house? Bring your work truck. You know that chemical that you have in the... Can you bring that too? don't ask why. This is a cell phone. Don't ask why. Just bring the truck, the mask, and the powder stuff.
What do you want it for?
I can't tell you. You just got to come.
Did you kill your wife?
Just bring the powder.
Oh, God.
Bring the powder. And let me tell you what. Just come.
Sex, relationships,
advice.
Showtime. The Cooper and Anthony Show.
There's a teacher who has to deal with his Gen Z kids all day long. So he made a TikTok thinking that he was being clever.
Michelle, you are a queen slay. What do you guys think about my drip? How about my new earring? Okay, say less. I understand you don't like my earring. Hey, stop talking to each other in class.
How do you like my drip?
Yep.
Gosh.
We'll get to it.
Okay, fine. I am a simp for my wife.
I am a simp for my wife.
That's right.
For all those that got A's on my exam, pop off. So when you guys write a really good sentence, it just hits different.
So that was like a little bit of a tease for you. I have a Gen Z slang quiz for you.
Oh, great. I'll fail them all. Guarantee. Okay.
Okay. Which of the following word means uncool? Is it A, skirt, B, chuggy, or C, bet?
The last one, whatever you said.
It's chuggy.
Chuggy?
Yeah, chuggy means uncool. That's so chuggy.
I'm very chuggy. Okay. Give me another one.
If something slaps, that means it is A, excellent or amazing, B, surprising or scary, or C, beautiful.
The first one.
That's right. If it slaps, it's excellent. It's amazing.
Yeah.
What does it mean if you're snatched? If something is snatched? Is it A, stolen,
no.
B, fierce, or C, so over?
Okay, I'm going to say B, fierce, but then you have to explain what fierce is.
Okay, so snatched does mean fierce or on point. Like an outfit could be so snatched. It's really from drag queens, which is so funny because drag queens have been using snatched forever. Now suddenly there's like two or three words that drag queens used, and now it's like Gen Z slang.
Mm-hmm.
So it means that your outfit is on point. You look great. You head to toe. You got it together. You nailed it. You nail the look. All right. Which of the following means a look or a style that is extremely fashionable or maybe even sexy? Bussin',
mm-hmm.
Bet, or drip?
Drip, because that's what that guy said.
That's right.
But so I wouldn't know that if he didn't say
that. Drip is from hip-hop culture. It's so funny how it's been part of hip-hop culture and hip-hop songs for a long time. Like, check out my drip. Meaning, like, you are dripping in diamonds, dripping in fabulous clothing. Yeah, exactly. All right, what does no cap mean? A, no lie. Like, I'm real. I'm being truthful.
Mm-hmm.
B, chill, no stress. Or C, not cool.
Not cool.
No cap means no lie. For real. No cap. I know. Okay. Which of the following words is an insult for men who are seen as being too submissive to women?
No, no. What am I?
Vibing?
No.
Simp?
Yes.
Or, okay, boomer.
Simp, because that's what that guy said.
That's right. That was my hint for you. Exactly. So a simp is a guy that is just too submissive for women. He's too simple. What does hits different mean? A, weird or unusual. B, confusing, nonsensical. Or C, has a market effect or influence.
Confusing.
If it hits different, it means it has an effect. It has influence. It hits different. It works in some weird way. It just so good. It hits different. Okay. Which of the following means I've got the point? A, low key. B, say less. Or C, cap.
Say less. Because you.
That's right. Say less. I got the point. Say less.
Mm.
Or if you don't have the point, say more. What does bet mean? We've been saying bet for a while. Does bet mean cool, I'm down, I'm into it?
Mm-hmm.
B, no lie. Or C, not cool.
Cool, I'm into it. Bet.
That's right. Bet.
Yep.
Bet. Put the money down. Bet it. I'm in. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the last one. Which of the following means relaxing or tapping into good feelings? A, bussin', I'm bussin'. Mm-hmm. Or B, I'm vibin'. Or C, I'm snatched.
Snatched.
Nope, I'm vibin'. Remember, snatched is what you wear. I just told you that two seconds ago.
No, snap. Drip is what I drip wear, and I'm simp.
See, drip and snatched are kind of connected. It's very confusing, I know, but I realize you're not vibing.
The Cooper and Anthony Show. Sex.
Yes!
Relationships.
Yes!
Advice.
And it's new.
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
You know about the sports ball stuff?
Yes, it's very popular amongst the guys of the world.
They love the sports ball.
Mm-hmm.
But what's interesting is, do you know about some of the superstitions? I'm sure you do, like a lot of your favorite players, some of the superstitions they have, right?
Mm-hmm.
Some of them are famous superstitions.
Like?
Oh, I don't know. Like, so there's this golfer named Wyndham Clark, and he confessed that he has a newer ritual that was a certain shoe. He was playing really well for days in a row, and even though these shoes didn't match his outfit, he was like, it's the shoes. The reason why I'm doing so well, it's these particular shoes. So he had to wear them to keep up his hot streak.
Mm-hmm.
He also has another superstition about his balls.
So I have one superstition all the time, and that's how I mark my golf ball. I black out the number, so I don't know which number it is. And that's because I don't want to start with a 2, and I'm playing great, and then somehow we don't have any more 2s in the bag, and then now I'm playing 3s, and you make a bogey, and you're like, well, shoots, because I wasn't playing
these
the
3s.
Exactly. That's the one I've always had.
Hmm.
Interesting, right? So he has to play with a certain number. He doesn't want to know the number on the ball because it's bad luck. Do you know the NASCAR one?
No.
Peanuts in the shell are not allowed at NASCAR races. So if you go to NASCAR, you can have M&Ms, you can have M&M peanut butter, all that kind of stuff, but no actual peanuts in the shell. And the reason why is because three drivers in the 1930s had pit crews who put peanut shells on the car's hoods, and all three cars crashed.
Really?
And since then,
know that.
NASCAR has this superstition, no peanut shells.
Hmm. Did not know that.
Yeah, see? Looks pretty good. Orlando Magic.
Mm-hmm.
superstar Dwight Howard. He has a very interesting ritual, and I kind of think it's a good idea. He has to poop before every single game. Which is kind of good, because you don't want to be on the field being like, oh, right. I kind of have to poop. Get that done with. Get that. You know, if you're not a dog person, when you go to Westminster, what they do is they make sure the dogs poop before they go into the ring. Mm-hmm. They don't want a dog pooping in the ring. You know, because they're dogs. What do they know? If they have to poop, they go poop. So it's a smart thing if you're an athlete to poop before you go do your thing.
I've always wondered about that. Like, when you're playing baseball and you got to really pee and the game's been going on for 3 hours, you can't just, like, leave and go pee.
They probably pee right there. They probably pee off on the side or by the... Okay, so put it this way. You know me. I love Tour de France. I'm really into to bicycle racing. That's my thing. Bicycle racers, they literally pee while they're biking. They just pull up the leg of their shorts, pull it out.
Let it fly.
And let it fly. They don't stop unless they do stop if they have to poop. They will stop and put their bike and, like, just go poop in the woods. But for the most part, they pee as they're biking. They do everything on their bike. They eat, they drink, they pee. Yeah.
And I thought it was interesting when I watched the female baseball college games. Mm-hmm. There's a bathroom inside the dugout.
Oh, see?
Because women can't go more than one inning without peeing.
I'm sure there's a bathroom in the dugout for men, too.
No, it's like there was a line to get in that bathroom between every inning. It's like when I go on the road with my wife, three exits down the road.
I have
to stop.
The Cooper and Anthony Show. The Cooper and Anthony Show.
Which means it's time for...
Sex, relationships, and advice.
What'd you say?
You heard me.
AI is dipping into the world of dating, but does this dating chatbot give better advice than me, a psychologist? I don't know. We're about to find out. That's next. What?
Cool. The Cooper and Anthony Show.
If you want to go to a bar and have pickup lines, the best thing to do before you go out is ask Chat AI.
Right.
It's Chat GPT. Give me some really good pickup lines.
Yeah, prep me. Be my wingman.
Yeah, because it's gonna be off the... what do you say? It's going to drip. Or I don't know. It's,
you're popping off. You want to pop off.
It's going to pop off. So
you literally want to pop off.
So what I did is I went in the Chat GPT and said, give me the best pickup lines for when I go out to a bar tonight.
Ooh.
And we're going to see if they work on you.
Okay, go ahead. Try it.
I'd like to take you to the movies, but they don't let you bring in your own snacks.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Charming.
You're my,
snack.
How you like that?
Oh,
yeah.
Good one. Okay.
Are you Australian? Because you meet all of my qualifications.
My qualifications.
That's puns. Yeah. Not a lot of women like puns.
All right. I like this one. I'm going to use this one.
Your middle name must be Gillette. Because you're the best a man can get.
Come on, that would work.
Okay, that does work. That's a good one. That's very clever. All right, try another one.
You look so familiar.
Uh-huh.
Didn't we take a class together? I could have sworn we had chemistry.
There you go.
Yeah, very high school. Yeah.
This one will work.
Can you take me to the hospital?
Why?
I just broke my leg falling for you.
I broke my leg falling for you.
It's sort of one of those, like, falling from heaven angel things. Yeah, it's a little, that one's a little corny.
All right, you like this one?
Do you like Star Wars?
Yes.
Because Yoda only won for me.
Oh, that's perfect for you. Wait a minute. That's your joke right there.
Because Yoda only won for me.
That's you, Mr. Star Wars. That one's perfect.
If you were a Transformer, you'd be Optimus Fine.
Optimus Fine. You know, there's a new Transformers movie coming out.
Yeah, so nobody cares. All right, and the last one, you ready? If I'm going to pick you up, we're at a bar. I'm walking up to you, and I'm going to say...
Are you a parking ticket? Because you've got fine written all over you.
Come on!
No.
You got fine written all over you.
No. All right, so what happens if these work? and I end up hooking up with somebody and then deciding maybe I want to break up with them.
See, that's the thing. So we're going to ask ChatGPT, how about some breakup lines?
Hey, babe, I think it's about time we cancel our gym membership. We're not working out anymore.
We're not working out anymore.
Get it? It's like a dad joke.
It's what they, that's what the ChatGPT came up with.
It came up with a dad joke. This is how dads break up with their new girlfriends. Okay, so single dads. These are lines for single dads. What else he got?
Girl, you're looking like a snack, and I'm going on a diet.
Ooh, ouch.
You look like a snack, and guess what? I'm going on a diet.
Well, the other one thought I was a snack, so.
You remind me of Halley's Comet.
Okay.
I don't want to see you again for another 74 years.
Nailed it. That's the one.
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
A brand new show.
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
There's a new study out that says that women are still faking orgasms.
Why?
Yes, the reason is because women still fake orgasms to make men feel less fragile, that they worry about their male ego, or they want to cause like sexual anxiety, you know, because if you're having sex with somebody and you are not into it, it's not them. It's literally like it's not you. It's me. You know what I mean? Like maybe like either you're not attracted to that guy or you're just not in the mood or whatever. You don't want to make your guy feel bad is the reason they gave. So it's interesting because the study was done by three men. Believe it or not, and they talked to 600 women who were not faking their answers. They were actually honest in the survey, we think.
So if you get women away from their husband, boyfriend, they'll tell you the truth.
This is about women and men. I wonder if gay women fake orgasms too.
I think, well, I don't know, but because I've never had that happen to me, but.
As far as you know,
I think women fake it just to get you to go to sleep, to stop and just make it end.
I have never faked an orgasm in my life. If I'm not into it, I'll just be never. If you know me, I'm very upfront and honest. It's your problem, not mine. So if I'm not into it or it's not working for me, I'll be like, hang on, stop. This is not going anywhere. Let's just cuddle. Let's just have ice cream. Let's watch TV. You go home. Yeah, whatever. But just stop doing what you're doing.
So I wonder if a guy has faked it with you.
How could a guy fake it? That's not possible.
You can.
You can't fake it. Either there's sperm or there isn't.
You can fake it.
No, you can't fake it. Okay, explain to me how a guy can fake it.
Just you act that way and you say, I guess.
And then there's no sperm.
Right.
It doesn't make sense.
It's happened. I've heard from friends that they've said it's happened.
If you think that a man can fake an orgasm and a woman or another man doesn't know, then you're dumber than you think we are. You think you're faking it, but we look.
That could be it.
You know, I guess what you could do potentially is like pretend and then run to the bathroom and
flush the condom.
Yeah, that's probably the only way you can do it.
And say, "No, baby, that was great."
Yeah. But even that, I mean, you can kind of tell afterwards, too.
No, I've heard from friends that they've said that.
Yeah.
But I've never known a woman to fake it.
But what's the point? They have. What's the point of faking an orgasm, though? Just be honest with your partner and just say, it's not working for me tonight, or I'm not into it right now. Big deal. The study found that people are so busy protecting someone else's ego or somebody, they feel like somebody else is fragile. I find that really insulting and maternalistic. It's like, I'm not fragile. It's not for you to decide if I'm fragile. You know, that's my problem, not yours. Like, if you're not into it and you stop me, And the idea that, like, men have to make a woman come, and if they don't, oh, my God, they're not manly. That is the stupidest thing I've ever heard of in my life. Like, that's just not what sex is. Sometimes you're into it. Sometimes you're not. There's women out there that are just not orgasmic.
I just don't want to have that conversation. I don't want to talk longer than I have to. So I'm not going to ask you if you did.
I'm not. I just don't want to talk.
So just fake it, and then everybody gets on with their life.
Exactly. Fake it, and then I need something from the fridge.
So you faked it, I faked it. What's the point? Why are we even together then?
Something to do. Because I don't want to have that conversation to break up with you. I don't want conflict in my life.
Right, but wouldn't you rather be with somebody that you're attracted to and you can actually enjoy sex with and you don't have to fake orgasms? That makes me sad. Like, if you're faking orgasms with the person you're with, then you're with the wrong person. You should be able to be honest enough with the person you're with to be like, listen, I'm not good with orgasms. It's nothing personal. Or I'm not attracted to you. Let's find other partners. Like, it's very easy to do that. I just think being honest is better.
No. I go through most of my days avoiding conflict. And if I can avoid conflict all the time, I think that's easier than having that conversation.
All right. Just get a fleshlight and get off me.
Listen and listen good.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure whatever they vaccinated them against, it wasn't enough.
The Cooper and Anthony Show. The Sex Hour.
What is that?
An hour of your sex and relationship questions.
A whole hour.
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
All right, Faith, you're up first.
Please settle an argument I am having with a girlfriend of mine. Okay. My boyfriend has a weird schedule. So sometimes when I crash at his place, he's nice enough to let me sleep in. Hmm. And when he comes into the room after having a shower, he'll cuddle with me while I'm kind of half asleep. And occasionally we have sex. I am perfectly okay with him having sex with me while I'm borderline asleep. But my friend claims that if I'm not awake enough to actually say yes or even fully be aware of everything, then it's technically rape. And he's my boyfriend. If I were actually awake, I would be happy to have sex with him. It's just we have a weird schedule, and he's trying to be nice and respect the fact that I don't sometimes want to get up at 5 in the morning to shower with him and have some fun in the morning. And he just is kind of going with the flow.
Mm.
So you could just basically agree with me. I'd appreciate it. Or if you disagree with me and think that this is really weird and creepy, please tell me, and I can actually know that.
Of course we agree with you. Right, Anthony?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's your boyfriend. If it's a guy you just met at the bar, then it's creepy. Then it's not good. But if it's your boyfriend and you're having sex 300 times, not an issue.
Yeah, this is not rape. Not at all. Your friend is really overstating this whole thing. But, of course, I always have like a
there's a but
here. There's always a but. It could be a problem. Because it is sort of non-consensual, and here's what I mean. This is one of those, if you haven't had a discussion about this ahead of time and he hasn't gotten your blanket consent, it could be interpreted as something inappropriate by another woman like your friend, who we think is wrong, but that kind of woman may take it the wrong way. So, you know, it's just like with morning sex. Some guys, that's their best hard-on of the day, and they enjoy morning sex, and it's just a thing with you guys, and it's no big deal. And, you know, if you feel comfortable that you can stop him at any point and say, get the F off me, and I'm not into it today, and you know, on a day you're not into it, if you feel like you have the ability to do that, then, again, of course, it's not rape. But here's the only thing that I would say. If it's a fetish, there's one called somnophilia, and that's when people become aroused by somebody else sleeping. If that is his thing, he may have that fetish and not even realize it. And if he does, then you just say, give him a blanket consent and say, listen, if that's what you're into and that's your thing, I'm cool with it. That way he doesn't have to ask you every single time. But I think you at least need to have the blanket consent conversation.
It's like guys that get an alarm clock. You know what that is?
No.
When the girl wakes you up.
Oh, when she wakes you up.
Yeah. And from now on, I'm going to be rape. That's what I'm going to say. Well, I didn't give you consent to do that. Stop. It's wrong.
No, you're right. If it's your boyfriend, if you guys are in a relationship, it's sort of there is a blanket consent there.
Yes.
But I'm only saying to have a conversation because clearly there's something about it that bothers you. The fact you discussed it with a friend and you called us about it.
anyone else that's doing that, enjoy, keep going. Don't worry about it. It's obviously okay because you're in a relationship. But for you specifically,
have him sign something and get it notarized.
Not sign, but just, you know.
Get it notarized. Take it to the bank. Let the bank sign off on it and witness it. And then
you made an issue about it on some level by telling your friend and telling us. That's all I'm saying.
Call now. 888-460-6002. The Cooper and Anthony Show.
BackstageCountry.com. Your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Sex Hour, an hour of your sex and relationship questions.
Why do you like it, baby?
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
It's the Sex Hour. 1 hour, your calls, call now.
Hey, Cole, what's your question?
My long-distance girlfriend is coming to visit me again, and we're both virgins, and we want to have sex for the first time. I'm quite new to all this, obviously. And we were just wondering, how reliable is birth control?
Mm-hmm.
Because she's been on birth control for, you know, quite a long time. And so, you know, she's not missing anything. She's not skipping any days or anything like that. There's no worries about that. We just, especially for our first time, we don't want to go with condoms. We want to go without condoms. We want to do the real thing with birth control. And we're both safe. We don't have any diseases or anything like that. We've been checked out. We just, we really would like to do this without condoms because it's really important to us.
I don't understand why you are a virgin, but you've been checked out for diseases.
Because you can still have an STI from oral sex. You can have a congenital STI. Some people from their moms, like coming out of the womb, they end up with herpes and all kinds of things. It's not impossible. It's a small percentage of people, but it does happen. There are people that, do you remember like little kids when you were growing up that used to get cold sores on their mouth?
Uh-huh.
So that's a herpes simplex. And usually that's congenital. You usually got that from your mom.
You gave me herpes!
What? What are you talking about?
When we swapped blood, look at my lip! It's a disgusting herpes sore! And now I have some very uncomfortable phone calls to make!
No, okay, so this seems simple. Like, you're both virgins, right, Cole? And she's on the pill, and you didn't say she was on the pill. You said birth control, but you said that she takes it. The way you phrased it made it very clear that she's on the pill. And you want your first time to be without a condom. It seems like, you know, how can two people who never had sex create an STI or get pregnant? And, you know, you're right. Odds are it's fine for your first time, even your second time, to have sex without a condom, as long as she's on the pill. But the only thing you need to know about the pill is that it's normally 99% effective. However, they are now saying it's 91% effective because women take them inconsistently. They think they're taking it every single day. They miss a day here and there. It happens. You know, we all have things that go on in our lives. Or the pill has a reaction with any number of things like St. John's wort, which can be in an antidepressant or in a supplement. That can cause the pill to be less effective. So let's go with the 91%. It's not 100%. So there is a small, teensy, tiny possibility of pregnancy. So part of starting your sexual life is to be responsible and be on the same page with your girlfriend about it. So what if she is one of the 9% who get pregnant? Then what will you do? You have to have the conversation and make sure you're both of the same mind.
What do you want?
An hour of your sex and relationship questions. The Sex Hour. The Cooper and Anthony Show.
Angela, it is the Sex Hour. That means you have a sex question. I, as your doctor friend, have a sex answer. So what's going on?
Married for about 12 years, and we have two daughters, ages 12 and 15.
Mm-hmm.
We recently went on a family vacation, and I was thrilled that my husband's sex drive had miraculously returned. However, after having a great time in the shower together on two separate days, I was mortified to discover that from the bathroom window that faced the hallway in this small apartment, the shadow of the person or persons showering were clearly visible. My daughters didn't seem to act funny when we came out of the bathroom, and it's possible that they did not enter the hallway or look toward the hallway from the living room to see their parents doing unspeakable acts to each other. But I'm wondering if I should say anything, and if so, what would I possibly say to them?
No, of course don't say anything. Listen, kids sometimes do see or hear their parents having sex, and they're grossed out by it, and they don't want to hear about it. They don't want to see it. They just want to wash their brain somehow. Don't make it worse for them by talking to them about your sex life.
They're 12 and 15, so they know about sex, and they kind of have figured out that you had sex twice.
At least.
Yeah. So, yeah, just let it go. They didn't see anything because they're not acting weird.
They might have seen something, but they're not going to say anything. I mean, we had a similar question about a mom who started dating and wanted to discuss her sex life with her daughter. And the daughter was like, that's a hard no.
Right.
But see, here's what's interesting. Even if you have one of those rare relationships with your kids where you talk about everything, this is one of those things. Thinking of our parents as sexual beings, it's weird for the same reason it's weird to see our teachers outside of school. You know, when somebody plays one particular role in our lives, we have trouble imagining them. We don't want to imagine them being real people with real lives. And it's better not to, because there's some hard evidence that one of the reasons that we are disgusted, appropriately disgusted, by our parents' sex life is evolutionary. It's so we don't have sex with them. It's for incest reasons. You're getting grossed out. Exactly.
Stop it. It's evolutionary. Never say that.
No, but that's what I'm telling you. It's evolutionary. It is in our DNA to be grossed out by our parents sexually.
I have to go take a shower now. I can't go on. That was very gross.
888-460-6002. The Cooper and Anthony Show. Sex, relationships, advice.
What?
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
It's the sex hour, and I love when you guys call. You guys have such great questions. It's really fun. We have a question coming up where one girl is into doing something very specific in bed, but should she let her freak flag fly for the first time she has sex with somebody, or should she wait to see his deal first?
Mm.
That's a hard thing. Like, do you just let it out the very first time, be like, look, this is who I am?
Or deal with it. You don't like it, just move on.
Yeah, no. Yeah, well, we'll discuss it. And a woman who told her man, I love you, has not heard it back yet. So is that a problem? Give it some time. She wants to know more about it. Anthony's already laughing.
It's completely fine. Just keep saying it.
That's next in the sex hour.
The Sex Hour.
An hour of your sex and relationship questions.
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
Sex Hour time. Dr. Cooper is waiting for your call right now. 888-460-6002.
Alina has a question. What would that be?
I was just wondering about etiquette for like the first time you have sex with someone. I always require like additional stimulation. I always touch myself during sex, and that's how I get off. I have no problem with it. But I guess I was wondering, like, from having sex for the first time with someone, like, should I go ahead and just do that and, like, get it out of the way that, like, hey, this is, like, what I need and, like, this is what I want and this is what gets me off? Or, like, do I try to maybe give them the chance? And I know that some guys don't really like it whenever a woman does that right away.
No, for some guys, that's really hot. They love women who touch themselves. And they love a woman who takes control of their own orgasm. You know, you have a right to enjoy sex in any way you enjoy it. And if that's what you like, do it right from the very start. If that's how you like enjoying having sex, then, you know, listen, it's not a competition to see who can make you orgasm and who can't. And if a guy is threatened or intimidated by you doing that, then that's not your guy. You know, it's actually a good way to sort out who is a good partner and who isn't. Any guy who'd be threatened or feel offended that you're not giving him a chance, as you say, that's the wrong guy for you. You know, it's all sex. You do what you like.
I would be threatened.
You would? Why? Yep.
I don't know. I'm telling you how it is. If a girl did that the first time we're together, that's strange for me. I don't think I'd call her back.
Then you would be the wrong person for Selena.
Okay.
No, I'm saying that's
did
that's
I have sex? Yes. Okay. Thank you. No,
yeah,
I just
that's how she likes to have sex. So then that wouldn't work for you, and that wouldn't work for her if it wouldn't work for you.
Yeah, I was with a girl that did that first time, and I never called her again. That's just me.
But guys do that all the time. I can't tell how often I'll be with a guy, and he'll already be like, you know, fluffing himself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wouldn't be with him either.
888-460-6002. The Cooper and Anthony Show. The Sex Hour. An hour of your sex and relationship questions.
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
Hey, Sophia, what's going on in your life?
I've been seeing guys for about 3 months now. He's actually fabulous. Everything about it is amazing. Absolutely crazy about this guy.
Mm-hmm.
And last night, I told him that I loved him, and to me, that was a lot to say. I've never really said something like that before to anybody, and I really meant it. And when I left to go back to school this morning, I said it one more time, and he's okay with that. I told him no pressure, that he can, you know, I trust him to tell me when he feels it too. My question for you is, do I keep saying it, or do I just kind of let it be? And I know he's crazy about me. It's just taking him a little more time, I think. So that's my question. Should I keep telling him that, or should I just think it in my head and know that he knows it?
Yeah, I'd hang back, only because you don't know the reason he hasn't said it yet. You know, you don't want to make it awkward or make it weird. You want to let him know that he's loved. So it's possible that he's more cautious about falling in love due to, you don't know what his past experiences are. Maybe he's just more comfortable showing you rather than telling you. People rarely experience the same intensity of emotions at the same time anyway. So, you know, it's likely you fall in love faster than he does.
Mm.
So that doesn't mean that he doesn't have feelings for you or that you'll always be a little more invested than he is. It just means you're on different emotional timetables. So I think you've said it. He knows how you feel. I mean, I'm not saying don't ever say it again. You should say it when it matters and it's meaningful and there's a reason to say it. But I wouldn't just keep throwing I love yous out there. And that's hard because once that floodgate's open, you just want to be like, I love you, I love you, I love you. That might be very overwhelming for him. And I'm not saying don't say it, but I'm not saying say it all the time either. I think you need to pick your moments.
Yeah, just keep saying it. That's fine. Guys don't mind. They don't say it back. That's deep down inside, they feel like they love you. They just don't want to say it. Now stop saying it. If the guy didn't say it back to you, he's got one foot out the door.
You think?
Yeah. You say that to me and I didn't say it back to you, that's a big red flag. That means, yeah, I kind of like you too.
No, it's only 3 months in. For some guys, that's way too soon. People are on different emotional timetables. I'm just saying.
Yeah, 3 months and you're saying that already. That's kind of scary.
No, but that's how she feels.
Stop it. Stop it until... Wait till he says it next. Wait till he says it when he hangs up the phone. Oh, by the way, love you. And then you can start saying it. But until then, stop it.
But then it's weird. Then it's like you said it, now you're taking it back by never saying it again. That's why I'm saying don't stop saying it completely. I would say like in a special moment where it means something and there's a reason to say it.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.